salt is the memory of betrayal.
Betrayal.
Betrayals are the mother of life itself. Forsaking all to die in the night. The wound is etched onto time and history. Salt is rubbed into the wound forever. Bitter sarcasm comes. Quick and sharp casting bite in the soft inside. Wall of rock hiding the face of the lost mother. Can we see her appearing? Can we see her appearing? Can we see her appearing?
I was in a house I did not know, which had two stories. It was my house. I found myself in the upper story, where there was a kind of salon furnished with fine old pieces in Rococo style. On the walls hung a number of precious old paintings. I wondered that this should be my house, and thought, not bad. But then it occurred to me that I did not know what the lower floor looked like. Descending the stairs, I reached the ground floor. There everything was much older, and I realized that this part of the house must date from about the 15th or 16th century. The furnishings were medieval, the floors were of red brick. Everywhere it was rather dark. I went from one room to another, thinking, now I really must explore the whole house. I came upon a heavy door and opened it. Beyond it, I discovered a stone stairway that led down into the cellar. Descending again, I found myself in a beautifully vaulted room which looked exceedingly ancient. Examining the walls, I discovered layers of brick among ordinary stone blocks, and chips of brick in the mortar. As soon as I saw this, I knew that the walls dated from Roman times. My interest by now was intense. I looked more closely at the floor. It was of stone slabs, and in one of these I discovered a ring. When I pulled it, the stone slab lifted, and again I saw a stairway of narrow stone steps leading down into the depths. These two I descended and entered a low cave cut into the rock. Thick dust lay on the floor, and in the dust were scattered bones and broken pottery, like the remains of a primitive culture. I discovered two human skulls, obviously very old and half disintegrated. And then I awoke.
I will reveal to you a thing that is hidden.
I will reveal to you
a secret of the gods. I will tell you.
A secret of the gods. I will tell you.
The hearts of the ancient gods move them to inflict the flood. Their father Anu uttered the oath of secrecy. Ea, the clever prince, was under oath with them. So he repeated their talk to the reed house. Tear down the house and build a boat. Abandon wealth and seek living beings. Spurn possessions and keep alive living beings. Make all living beings go up into the boat. The boat which you are to build. Its dimensions must measure equal to each other. Its length must correspond to its width. Just as dawn began to glow, the land assembled around me. The carpenter carried his hatchet. The reed worker carried his stone. The child carried the pitch. The weak brought whatever else was needed. On the fifth day, I laid out her exterior. It was a field in area. Its walls were each 10 times 12 cubits in height. The sides of its top were equal length, 10 times 12 cubits each. I laid out its interior structure and drew a picture of it. I provided it with 6 decks, thus dividing it into 7. The The inside of it I divided into 9. I drove plugs to keep out water in its middle part. I saw to the punting poles and laid in what was necessary. 3 times 3,600 units of raw bitumen I poured into the bitumen kiln. 3 times 3,600 units of pitch into it. The boat was finished by sunset. The launching was very difficult. They had to keep carrying a runway of poles front to back until 2/3 of it had gone into the water. Whatever I had, I loaded on it. Whatever silver I had, I loaded on it. Whatever gold I had, I loaded on it. All the living beings that I had, I loaded on it. I had all my kith and kin go up into the boat. All the beasts and animals of the field and the craftsmen I had go up.
Loosened my vision, lead me on into my grief and longing. Waters of the heart cry out. Waters of the heart overflow.
In the morning he let loaves of bread shower down, and in the evening a rain of wheat. I watched the appearance of the weather. The weather was frightful to behold. I went into the boat and sealed the entry.
darkness is suffocating us. Thunder shakes us. Water, cobbled and alien, overpowers. An ominous roar can be heard as we run towards higher ground. But some of us find nothing but the cold, bitter waters of death. Silence swallows the screams as the body sink down into the deep. All I thought to be real is obliterated by the flooding rage. This rage of flood with which I struggle for uncertain future.
Stunned shock overtook the heavens and turned to blackness all that had been light. The land shattered like a pot. All day long the south wind blew, blowing fast, submerging the mountain in water, overwhelming the people like an attack. No one could see his fellow. They could not recognize each other in the torrent. The gods were frightened by the flood and retreated, ascending to the heaven. The gods were cowering like dogs, crouching by the outer wall. Ishtar shrieked like a woman in childbirth. The sweet-voiced mistress of the gods wailed.
The olden days have alas turned to clay, because I said evil things in the assembly of the gods. How could I say evil things in the assembly of the gods, ordering a catastrophe to destroy my people? No sooner have I given birth to my dear people than they fill the sea like so many fish.
The gods were weeping with her. The gods humbly sat weeping, sobbing with grief, their lips burning, parched with thirst. 6 days and 7 nights came the wind and flood, the storm flattening the land.
When the 7th day arrived, the storm was pounding. The flood was a war, struggling with itself like a woman in labour.
Hitler's father was brutal and repeatedly beat Adolf, and his mother did nothing to protect him, since she felt too intimidated by the father. Shamed individuals or groups or nations commonly strike back in rage at those they perceive as oppressing them.
I would like to say to those who think of my pictures as serene that I have imprisoned them most utter violence in every inch of their surface.
Blood obscures my vision.
I can still
see you.
Stand.
Leave me alone, God. The sky is red.
I still see you.
With nature
see
screaming.
What done to me.
I am
the blood
myself.
Is screaming.
I can still
the blood obscures
stand.
My vision.
See what they have done to me.
The blood,
my eyes, but still.
She cooks up the pieces.
She cooks.
She cooks up the pieces.
She cooks up the pieces.
The fathers, they cut him up. Cut him up.
She
cooks up the pieces.
She cooks up the pieces.
In the big pot. Pot of blood and bits of body boiling away. He must be mad.
They say he has visions of blood. He must be mad.
He must be mad.
Killed him with an ice pick. He must be mad.
He must be mad.
Cooking up the pieces. Boiling, boiling, boiling in a big pot.
Boiling, 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 boiling.
Out of the bloody carnage, out of the bloody sea, comes the dark bird. Dark bird whose utterances no human can understand. Dark bird the size of a wave. Wings of waves. Dark mad bird, wings of waves. Uttering out of the blood, dark mad bird,
blood.
Come home to roost. Tell me the story of the deep. Tell me the story of belonging.
Belonging.
Madness is naked.
Naked.
Skeletons walking naked.
Skeletons
naked.
Naked.
Alienation.
Naked. Naked.
Madness
naked.
Has stripped them bare. Madness
stripped
bare. Naked. Madness naked.
Bare.
Naked and alone. Wandering across country
wandering
that was once home.
Naked.
Skeletons walking home naked.
Skeletons.
Madness eating away all living things.
Living.
Madness within. Without the world gone mad. Paint the sanity. Painting moments of sanity.
Sanity.
So the mad dark bird,
dark bird
arriving out of the bloody sea can come home to roost.
Roost.
Listen to what
roost.
It says. The mad dark bird whispers in the ear of the
ice. Whispers, whispers.
Painting madness. Painting is madness. Painting in madness.
The sea calmed, fell still. The whirlwind and flood stopped up. I looked around all day long. Quiet had set in, and all the human beings had turned to clay. The terrain was as flat as a roof. I opened a vent, and fresh air fell upon the side of my nose. I fell to my knees and sat weeping, tears streaming down the side of my nose.
Bind up my burns, my back and neck. Wind the sheets tight around me. Bind my neck and back for me. Put up the knife. Gather my bones and place them in my body. Bind me tight, that I may walk. Bind me sturdy, that I may stalk after death and strike a blow with the broad, flat sword of my will. I dig my feet into earth. I toss my head to the sky. I am a man living in two worlds. I am a man with two eyes and two legs walking home. Bind my vertebrae with thick grapevines dipped in saffron and water. Cover me with a blanket of sky. It is as if I had seen my bones for the first time and knew how they fit together. How fitting is the nature of a man to walk. It is as if I fell in love with my bones and was born in their form. This body is the book of all I remember. These are the bones of a living God. I am the reed from which words flow. Bind up my legs, my back and neck. These bones know where I've been.
I looked around for coastlines in the expanse of the sea, and at 12 leagues there emerged a region of land. On the mountain, the boat lodged firm. The mountain held the boat, allowing no sway. One day, and a second, the mountain held the boat, allowing no sway. A third day, a fourth, the mountain held the boat, allowing no sway. A fifth day, a sixth, the mountain held the boat, allowing no sway. When a seventh day arrived, I sent forth a dove and released it. The dove went off, but came back to me. No perch was visible, so it circled back to me. I sent forth a raven and released it. The raven went off and saw the waters slither back. It eats, it scratches, it bobs, but does not circle back to me.
Death lies still.
And the birds fly out.
Death lies still.
And the wings begin to rise.
Death lies within.
And the wings float up.
Death speaks a word.
And the wings can sing.
Death utters a final word.
And the wings can rise.
Death speaks to life.
And the birds are free.
Death speaks to life.
And wings rise from the deep.
Death unto life.
Wings from the deep.
I offered incense in front of the mountain. Seven and seven cult vessels I put in place. And into the fire underneath, I poured reeds, cedar, and myrtle. The gods smelled the savor. The gods smelled the sweet savor.
In ecstasy, I'll light the great candles for you now in the night, in the deep black night. We are playing hide and seek. We are playing hide and seek across a thousand seas, we gods. When the skies are red in the middle of the day, when the skies are red at night.
It's raining now. Souls thirsty for life.
Drinking in the blood of life.
A blood sky. Drinking it in.
Sweet blood.
Sweet blood. Sweet water.
Sweet. Sweet blood. Sweet blood.
Eros lived in a cave with the goddess Night.
In the red heart of night beats golden wings.
The goddess of black-winged night united with the wind and laid a silver egg in the womb of darkness. Out of this egg came golden-winged Eros, who then set the universe in motion.
Utanapishtim was a human being, but now let Utanapishtim and his wife become like us, the gods. Let Utanapishtim reside far away at the mouth of the rivers.